message.
I want to talk about something that might just change the way you approach your goals forever, and that's tiny habits. Yeah, those seemingly insignificant actions that, when repeated consistently, have the power to completely reshape your life. So let's begin with a question. Have you ever set a big goal only to abandon it a few weeks or even a few days later? Maybe it was a fitness goal, or learning a new skill, or finally organizing your life. Here's the thing. It's not that you're lazy or that you lack willpower. The problem is often the size of the change that you're trying to make. Big changes, they feel so inspiring at first, but they can quickly become overwhelming. And when life gets busy, motivation fades. And that's where micro habits come in. Micro habits are tiny, almost laughably small actions that are so easy, it feels like there's no excuse not to do them. For example, let's say that you want to begin flossing regularly. Well, a micro habit would be committing to flossing just one tooth. That's it, just one. And here's why this works. Micro habits bypass our brain's resistance to change. They're so small, we don't feel overwhelmed. And once we begin, we are often motivated to do more. Now, we might think, well, I've already flossed one tooth, I might as well floss the rest. The same applies to almost any area of life. Want to begin exercising? Commit to doing one push-up a day. Want to read more? Commit to reading just one sentence. Want to meditate? Sit quietly for 30 seconds. These tiny actions create momentum, and momentum is the secret ingredient for big changes. And here's another reason tiny habits are powerful. They help us build identity-based change. Let me explain. When we show up for a micro habit consistently, no matter how small it is, we are telling ourselves,
I'm the kind of person who prioritizes this.
For instance, flossing that one tooth every night, well, it may not make a big difference in our dental health immediately, but it reinforces the identity of being someone who takes care of their teeth. And that identity is what fuels long-term habits. Now, let's talk strategy. How do we make micro habits stick? One, anchor them to something that you already do. For example, if you're trying to start journaling, write one sentence right after brushing your teeth, and that existing habit becomes the trigger for your new one. Number two, celebrate every small win. Now, this might sound silly, but celebrating, even with a little fist pump or saying, I did it, releases dopamine in our brains, making the habit more enjoyable, and it reinforces that behavior. Number three, keep it ridiculously simple. Remember, the goal isn't to do a lot right away. It is to show up consistently. Once that habit is automatic, we can build on it. So, if you've been putting off a big goal because it feels too overwhelming, I challenge you, start small. Start tiny. Pick one habit today, one tiny action that takes less than a minute, and commit to doing it daily. Because tiny habits lead to big changes, not because of what they do in the short term, but because they compound over time. And before you know it, those small actions can completely transform your life. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could also use a reminder that small steps can lead to big dreams. And remember, progress is progress, no matter how tiny. Until next time, keep growing one small step at a time.